Let's do Ultimate Movie Championship brought to you by Cutthroat Comics, cutthroatcomics.com. So we go to flickchart.com/IDP, and that's where we're given two movies, only one of which is worthy of being ahead of the other in our Ultimate Movie list.
And if we can't decide, Rotten Tomatoes does it for us.
Yeah, sometimes we have to go to a judge's decision, which we do not like to do, but sometimes it happens. And yeah, and sometimes we predict judge's decisions incorrectly. Let's just do a normal one since we'll probably do a short. Fight start in 15. So starting off, we have A Perfect Storm versus Zodiac.
Two movies that I didn't think were that great with really? Great casts.
I thought Zodiac, slow and long, which are negatives. Amazing movie.
It's a good movie.
Versus, I mean, slow and long, if you take those things out of the equation, everything else was amazing. Writing was great. Acting was great. The story was great. It was just really long and really slow. Perfect Storm, there's nothing really good about that movie.
But Mark Wahlberg.
CGI is not good. The story's not
Clooney.
Good. It's just not a good movie.
And it's based on a true story, but not really.
Well, it's like everything. So is Zodiac. Zodiac, such a good based on a true story, it uncovered new evidence in the case, which
I
probably went nowhere. But
shit.
Yeah, but they that's how, like, real. But yeah, I got to go Zodiac. Between the two,
I'll
that's
go Zodiac,
an easy
too. Just because I like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, he's pretty sexy. All right, so next up we have Dances with Wolves, Chumani Tutanka Waipielo versus True Lies. I really haven't seen True Lies in a long time, and I really want to see True Lies because that was a really fun movie. One of the most fun, like, different James Cameron movies.
It was a fun movie.
Yeah.
And, this started my short-lived crush on Jamie Lee Curtis when
right?
she does, like, the strip.
When she does the strip dance on the bedpost.
Oh, shit.
It falls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really wanted to fuck Jamie Lee Curtis as a kid right around then.
Yeah.
I was 13.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Dances with Wolves, epic. It's a hard to watch now.
I don't know if I've watched it. It's probably been 10 years since I've watched
it. It's a good movie. You
I love that
fucking
movie.
Remembered the fucking
I love that movie.
Indian first
I love
for,
that movie. It's one of... I mean, one of Kevin Costner's best movies.
He directed that
it.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like, I think, one of his first directing.
Probably. I mean, I like.
I got to go
I'm
Dances with Wolves.
I'm a big fan of Kevin Costner in general.
True Lies, fun movie.
Yeah.
But
if it was Terminator 2, I'd probably go Terminator 2.
Yeah.
We're talking James Cameron movies with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. Although, like, that's a movie, out of all James Cameron movies, I want to watch True Lies.
Yeah,
out of every,
I agree.
Which is weird because it's like
I would rather
campy.
Watch True Lies than Avatar any day.
Oh yeah, although I'm kind of curious to see what the sequels are going to be. But just curious. All right, Dances
Tatanka.
With Wolves.
Tatanka.
Chumani Tutanka Waipielo. So we have that's a weird poster for Cars. I mean, I understand for a movie poster.
Buckle up, bro.
Yeah, buckle up, bitches. I saw an article where, like, Cars 4 takes an unexpected twist.
Seatbeltless.
Like, dark, like, kind of a dark twist or something to the story.
God damn you, Shyamalan.
I haven't watched, yeah, I think he's working with
God Pixar. Damn it, Shyamalan. Stay out away from the Cars.
One of the weakest franchises from Pixar, Cars, versus Meet the Fockers, one of the weakest franchises. Well, I think it's probably the only franchise that I could think of that Stiller's in, Mr. Ben.
I'd rather watch Meet the Fockers.
Oh, yeah.
It's the first one.
That's such a bummer movie, in a sad way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got
the
nipples.
The Circle
scraped.
Of Truth.
Yeah, that
was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. It's the first one. I just remember watching that movie. Because it's very
no,
similar.
No, shit.
It's
that's
very
the second one. Sorry. Meet the Parents is the first one.
That's right.
Meet the Fockers is the second one.
That's right. I didn't like the second one as much.
I didn't like the second one as much.
It's the only real good one.
Much, but Cars is not that good.
The first Cars isn't that bad.
Owen Wilson plays the...
As far as like just a basic
Lightning McQueen
cartoon kids movie, animation's really cool. like the way they did.
It's Larry like the Cable Guy as a hillbilly tow motor.
Yeah, that's very true. It does have, and he's the main character, I think, for the sequel, I think.
Mater?
A lot of people didn't come back, but Larry did.
Oh, Mater.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
This is terrible. I'm going to still go meet the Fockers.
But what happens? I mean, I guess it's
Streisand it's got a lot of better actors.
I don't
know.
Rain Man in it. That doesn't mean anything. That's why it's more disappointing. This was the beginning of the downfall of Robert De Niro. This, like, the first one was like, oh, he's doing family comedies now.
Analyze this was
this
fun.
Is a
analyze
family
that.
Comedy. That's still, it was a comedy. I mean, that was kind of the beginning of the end. But this shit is like, what are we doing? And then he did Rocky and Bullwinkle. Yeah, I think came out before.
He also did that terrible movie Joey Diaz was in, which was him going back to boxing.
But that's probably one of the most recent movies. I'm talking about when it started.
I would still probably watch Meet the Fockers over Cars.
Yeah, me too. This is horrible. All right, Meet the Fockers. It's always like the worst movies that
go up against each other.
On.
Ooh, this is interesting.
So The Thing, I can't honestly say that I've seen all of The Thing, or I can remember.
We need to watch that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm down to watch it. I probably have. Like, we can throw it on, but I can't honestly say that I have.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah, yeah. I think I may have it may have been on TV at some point, but I don't know if I've actually
watched
it.
Which is also a remake of an older movie. Yeah.
Well, and then there's been a remake, right?
Well, no, that's a prequel, but they called it the same thing, which confused the fuck out of people.
Well, that's marketing for you. So Sin City, the first one, versus Hot Shots Part 2. Translation, Part 2.
No, it's just Part 2.
Yeah, but that's the translation.
Nope.
Is part.
I mean, no,
you're anti-French. I was helping
no translation
you
needed.
You want American part over deux. French. Versus Sin City. This is interesting.
This is one of the best
like spoof movies.
But
I haven't seen it in a long time.
It would have been
Hot
Shots 1.
I don't know if it holds up.
It would have been a closer one, but the original Sin City. Now, if this had been Hot Shots Part 2 versus Sin City, A Dame to Kill For or whatever, the second one, Hot Shots Part 2 all day.
I haven't seen the second one.
It's
I have
terrible.
No desire.
It's
like
terrible.
Yeah, it was a money grab.
It's
one of those.
It was a money grab like 10 years later, too. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, which is the worst kind of money grab.
Terrible.
Grabs.
Yeah, like, hey,
that's why I didn't do well.
Entourage, let's make another one. Or let's make a movie, finally. But I'd say Sin City, just for...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was good. And it was like... I think there was an independent movie like Renaissance that had the same aesthetic, that really high contrast. But that may have been animated.
I've never seen West Side
me
Story.
Me either. Animal House. I've seen that for sure.
I'm a zit.
So Animal House versus The Matrix.
The original Matrix.
The very
you
first.
You have to be
Reloaded,
very clear about which Matrix.
Not Revolutions. Just The Matrix from 1999, a year where crazy movies came out.
And we graduated.
Sixth Sense. The Matrix.
Other movies.
Fight Club.
Other movies.
Prequels.
The Matrix.
Yeah.
Animal House. Classic
comedy. Although it's not my favorite comedy. It's probably... It
kind of started
not.
The National Lampoons.
It's probably one of the first ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Cable Guy versus Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
I think that's the second one? Or maybe the third.
I know I've seen it.
I've seen
and
it.
And I know I want The Cable Guy.
Yeah, The Cable Guy, which...
I didn't like the first time I saw The Cable Guy.
A lot of people didn't like The Cable Guy.
Dark comedy, it's really dark
classic,
character
though.
For... Yeah, 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 yeah.
If you rewatch it...
Have you ever been to a Medieval Times?
No.
I've been... Yeah, I've been
the closest
once or
one
twice.
To me was Other Side of Chicago, so
right.
That was a 6-hour drive.
Yeah, there was one up in the L.A. area that I think I went to twice. That's cool, man. I mean, it's like you're in an arena, you're eating, like, turkey legs and, like,
drinking mead.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I wasn't. I was, like, probably 10 the last time I went there, but cool experience. I'm sure it's super, like, there's
One of
before you go in, there's all like
one
the,
of the first Jack Black back when Jack Black was still fun.
Who do you play in that?
He was the guy at the... He was the friend of Matthew Broderick, who he would always talk to on the phone. And he'd be like... Would kind of fuel like, hey, I don't know who this fucking dude is. I looked up this name.
Remember him? I haven't seen the Cable Guy in a while.
He was like the third.
That's cool. Great movie, man. One of the last good fucking Matthew Broderick movies,
or Jim Carrey for that matter.
No, he's done a bunch of great shit since then.
Man,
yeah. Well, I don't know anything.
Ooh, this is interesting in weird ways. I know what I'm going for.
It's very, so we got RoboCop, the original, versus Starship Troopers, the original. I have to go with, what do you think mine is?
I think that yours is not what mine is.
I'm surprised at what mine is for this one. Actually, not really. I'm not, I mean, I kind
of
am.
I'm going for the terribly photoshopped picture of RoboCop.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
It looks like that head is... should be about at least 2 inches lower.
Yeah, it does. That does look
weird.
He's
got elongated neck syndrome.
Yeah, the
positioning
is
probably
wrong. If
you would put his traps really underneath that...
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't be very
good. If you took all that off, you would have like a neck like that.
Isn't he robotic for most of his body? So he doesn't need, like... He doesn't have traps.
He's not just a head.
Yeah, but he's not just... He's
a lot of body.
Like, yeah,
there's
I don't
a lot of body.
Remember how much body?
There's a lot of body.
Is robotic.
He lost a whole hand.
A whole one. I'm going Starship Troopers on this one.
Yeah, see, I can't do that
because I don't really care about it. I'm not a big RoboCop fan.
OCP baby.
And I'm not a big Starship Troopers fan either.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
But I'd rather watch Starship Troopers than RoboCop.
Fucking Red from that 70s show is the bad guy in RoboCop.
You see titties in the co-ed shower scenes.
Yeah, that's fine. Yep. You get to see a lot. You just see dudes snorting coke off fucking titties in RoboCop.
Yeah, that's fine. I'd rather see people smoking coke off titties in other movies.
Not smoking coke. Sorry, it would be hard to smoke coke off a titty. Without burning her
not
titty.
Not if it's a robot titty. Maybe it's built into
these
the
aren't
titty.
He's the only robot in RoboCop.
What if it's a fembot?
Besides,
they already have a barrel.
Ed 209.
You just throw the crack in the barrel of the fembot. Yeah, Starship Troopers. I'm really curious to see what the judges say.
This will be our last one.
All right. Yeah. All right, so RoboCop.
It's one word.
Bam. 1987.
88!
Wow.
That's
got to win for sure.
Wow.
Starship Troopers. I'm guessing Starship Troopers.
72.
Oh, no. I was thinking like 50s, 60s.
72 is my guess.
That's
88 versus...
Starship Troopers is not a good movie. It is a B movie.
It's a B movie. 88 versus 63. Yeah. We're about...
You said 70.
I said 72.
Yeah, which is...
What'd you go with?
I said 50 to 60.
Oh.
It's like, yeah. I was thinking
more 50.
I guessed
an exact number, and you guessed...
I guessed...
Between
10.
But very close.
But that's way high. I didn't think 70. I mean, the fan score is 70, which I get, because cult kind of... People gave a shit when
you
could rent it.
Look at old fucking Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah.
All, like, fresh off Doogie.
I swear I'm not gay yet.
It's like fucking been duging it out his whole life.
Doogie Howser has had probably the best career. Starting out as a kid actor, and he's killing it.
Oh, now.
I mean, he's making tons. I mean, he's like, he's fucking, everybody loves Doogie Howser. Or whatever.
Neil Patrick Harris probably could live the rest of his life just off the fucking How I Met Your Mother money he made.
Yeah, and it's like... His parts, his cameos in
that's what brought him back, the Harold and Kumar cameos.
Yeah, those, everybody loves him in that. That's why they kept bringing him. But he dies in the first one. They're like, fuck it, he's awesome. We'll bring him back. We don't give a shit. He's at Guantanamo for some reason. Or he picks him up. I forget.
MPH.
Yeah, he's the best.
My favorite gay doctor. Robot Cop.
Yeah, RoboCop. All right. Well, that's it.
Short game.
Go to, yeah. Well, we have, there's varying.
We have people punching faces to watch.
Yeah. So go to flickchart.com/IDP. Check out our official list of top movies that we have discussed. And you can check out how that list came together in completion on our YouTube page.